Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
People used to play together, now they play alone, and that's just kind of sad. Level 257 in Schaumburg is an arcade dining experience that brings people together again with the power of play, the sharing of feasts, and the 8 bits of awesome that is Pac-Man. Inspired by 80s-era arcades and the ghost-eating icon, everything at Level 257 is shared. From shareable plates to social gaming, it's the ultimate shared experience and a reminder of how much fun it is to play together again. Level 257 is serving cold Sam Adams Boston Lager, fresh as hell, and Rebel Juiced IPA drafts.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well, and because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DiCaro. The Wolves are currently in a battle for first place. Catch the Wolves as they host the defending champions Cleveland this Saturday at 7. First 5,000 receive trading cards courtesy of Vienna Beef. Scott Darling will get the start in goal tonight when the Blackhawks take on Tampa Bay. Corey Crawford has been pulled from the net in 2 consecutive games, but Coach Joe Quenneville says this start had been planned for Darling for a while. Ryan Hartman will also be a healthy scratch. He's in the doghouse with Coach Quenneville after committing 4 penalties in the last 2 games. Hawks still lead Minnesota by 7 points in the Western Conference. Puck drops tonight at 6:30. If the season ended today, the Bulls would not make the playoffs, but they've still got 8 games left to catch Miami, who leads the Bulls by half a game. Coach Fred Hoiberg says his team is still focused on what they need to do better to get into the postseason.
Again, the biggest thing is, for us, we haven't won back-to-back games in a long time. It's something where, you can't be satisfied. You have to understand why we played like this today, why we had a great performance like we did, and go out and build up and practice. We need 2 really good, focused, solid practices to get ready for the number one team in our conference.
LeBron James and Cleveland will be in town to face the Bulls on Thursday. In football, Bears cornerback DeAndre Hall tasered and arrested outside of an alleged bar fight in Iowa over the weekend. He faces charges of public intoxication, interference, and disorderly conduct by fighting. The Bears have reserved comment until they gather more information. Meanwhile, NFL owners will vote this afternoon on allowing the Oakland Raiders to move to Las Vegas, and ESPN's Adam Schefter says it looks like the team has enough votes to do so. Also up for vote, one of the Halas grandchildren wants to sell a percentage share of the Bears to the McCaskey family. In baseball, we're less than a week away from opening night, and today John Lester makes a start for the Cubs against Cleveland. Derek Holland goes for the White Sox against the Dodgers. Carlos Rodon getting a second opinion on his biceps injury today. Outfielder Charlie Tilson could be out until the end of May with that injury to his foot. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Schaumburg Honda Automobiles. When searching for a new Honda, search for SchaumburgHondaAutos.com. Stretch your tax refund at Midas. Save 25% now on brake pads and rotors or shocks and struts at participating Chicagoland Midas through April 2nd. See store for details, not valid with other offers. Shop and disposal fee extra. Additional parts or services extra if needed. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I said what I had to say. It is what it is.
Julie, thank you. And no, I will not get in touch with Nancy Grace or somebody and try to reopen the Menendez brothers case. I will not be their character witness. Thank you to our guests on the show, Brian Hamilton from Sports Illustrated, Eddie Olchek of the Blackhawks broadcast crew. Our producers are Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Thank you, men. Ray Diaz helped. Thank you. Brian Gertz does a video stream at 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com and does it well. Tomorrow on the show, Hank Azaria of The Simpsons.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is going to be on the show at 11 o'clock.
He's got a new television show about a broadcaster,
and
right?
It's based on the Funny or Die bit about the broadcaster whose life falls apart and he brings it to his baseball play-by-play. Very funny. So looking forward to talking to Hank Azaria. And we're going to go around the National League with a little look at the elite teams in the National League. We're going to do the Giants, the Mets, the Nationals, and the Dodgers tomorrow. The main Cubs competitors in our mind for the top of the National League.
I highly encourage our listeners to check out Matt Spiegel's Wikipedia page. It includes such facts that he is a Nickelback fan, would prefer Chicago legend Barry Rosner as his radio partner, and is a known associate of many criminals, including a pimp, the Menendez brothers, and Norman Osborn.
You told a pimp story?
I did, man. Well, you know why? Because Deontay Thompson testifying. As far as I know. But Deontay Thompson testifying on behalf of Aaron Hernandez. And the way Parkins had phrased it one time as a tease, like, what do you do if a friend of yours has done something horrible? Are you still their friend? Do you do, all that kind of thing. So, you know me, man, we talked about it, wrestling with that idea of whether to go visit or not. And got some interesting perspectives from folks as we talked about it.
And there's probably just a line, right? In terms of how bad and how close you are. Like, it's like some sort of formula. How bad of a thing did they do? How close were you with the person?
And what, and
I'd have a hard time being Aaron Hernandez's character witness if we took a recruiting trip together in Florida, right? He's already been convicted
level,
on the one.
What level of friend would you be cool with it?
That's the thing. Like,
yeah, where's the line?
If my brother did it, right? Yeah. If my brother did it, I'm visiting my brother in prison.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
if he wants you to.
If he wants me to, right.
Some guys don't want to see their family.
Right, but it's a very, very short list if it gets up to the level of what Aaron Hernandez did.
See, it's all like it's the childhood.
We don't even know how many people he actually killed.
Right.
I think they're just putting bodies on him like Weebe now, to be honest with you.
I made the Weebe reference last week when talking about Hernandez.
I think he's just
take him for another pit sandwich and some tater salad. I'll do a couple more.
Young guys, unite!
Yeah.
No, dude, I think they're just throwing bodies on him. But it's like your background, like your childhood friends. And if you grew up in a more affluent, background and have more resources to you, you're probably not going to have the friends, unless they're the Menendez brothers. Yeah, probably not going to have the friends who run afoul of the law to that level violently.
How many gritty movies have had this as the central theme, too? Whether Martin Scorsese has delved into this, and then you had the Denzel Washington, you know, with the drug dealer and the cop along parallel lines where...
Oh, Training Day?
Yeah, no, the other one, where the naked women are handling all the drugs.
American Gangsters.
Right, same kind of thing, where you've got, you know, at what point...
For the man that I was named after.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Frank Lucas? Is that
no, Ellsworth. Bumpy Johnson's name was Ellsworth.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, Bumpy. Oh, yeah. It's a legend.
When my dad, when my grandfather came to this country, he knew him.
And was Bumpy helpful? Because that's the thing. But like Bumpy helped a lot of people. Frank helped a lot of people.
We're
back to the... Whatever you happen to come from.
Yeah,
exactly.
Blue Magic, right?
Yes.
That's what they would call it?
Yes, yeah. That was the name of the drug. Actually, I watched American Gangster a couple of weeks ago.
It's a good movie, man.
Yeah.
I like that movie.
Yeah, the end is a little... Exactly. The end gets a little you know...
Speaking of villains,
convoluted.
Though. Yeah. I need a villain. I need one.
I read your column.
I got nobody to root against in this final four.
Why is that?
I like to ask
the question. I don't understand. Why can't you just root for good games or root for a
I
good
do.
Story?
Well, I think it's inherent that I want good games. I want to be entertained by the basketball.
Yeah, whenever somebody asks you, like, who you're rooting for, and I always say, I just want the game.
Yeah, I just want entertaining basketball, but it's always fun if there's somebody in there who I just want to see lose.
I absolutely can think of a team and a reason that you might gravitate
to out.
Hating.
Help me out. This open request.
I don't hate this. I don't hate this team for this reason.
Okay.
But this idea of Gonzaga as the little guy.
Okay.
Right?
I'm listening.
How good has this program been for this long? You know, I mean, they're a number one seed.
And really, that's forced for him, though. And far be it for him not to take something forced and, you know, take it to the top of the mountain.
But they've been an underachiever, really.
Well, you know, like it's, you know, they get this rep still as like a Cinderella or the little guy, and they're a beast.
What about North Carolina's academic stuff?
It doesn't bother me that I hate the NCAA more than I hate the individual
football
team.
Luke May went to class today.
Yeah, Luke May did go to class.
It wasn't the Swahili class, though, that the football players had to take, right?
Ryan Brown back in the day.
And actually, I used to not like Roy Williams, but now in his dotage, he's kind of likable. He's sort of...
You saw him with the cane.
He's
the
desiccated into likability. No, he has.
And he said some things outside of basketball that have taken him to a different place in a lot of people's minds.
That's true.
Well.
He hammered. He did.
Yeah, so, yeah. I don't need that. I just need the ball to be good. And the first half of that Carolina-Kentucky game, I expected it to be a lot better, and they both were... We're going a little too fast for their own good. And then the second half, they settled in.
But the first 10 minutes of the second half when nobody could hit a shot, they were defending. I'll give them credit. It was rough and tough. But the vicissitudes of the officiating certainly made it so you didn't quite know what was going to be called and what's in. And then the second half started like, you're not calling that.
And now everybody can play.
Okay.
This is the only, and speaks, we've talked about the Cinderella stories versus the big powerhouse schools.
Right.
Because the Cinderella stories, I won't see, and this is my own selfish nature, I won't see a lot of these Cinderella story players play at the next level.
Right. You got some in this Final Four? Do you have some real ones?
This is the Elite Eight. You saw guys get exposed on a professional level by professional players. What De'Aaron Fox did to Lonzo Ball in the second half of that game.
Woo.
And, you know, Lonzo Ball is going to be a terrific player. And he's going to be a top five pick. And he's going to have a long career, I think, in the NBA.
But he could not stay in
a loud career.
He couldn't stay in front of De'Aaron Fox to save his life.
Not at all.
He's got some athletic questions with him. I think he sees the game great. I think he's going to be good. I think the athletic transition for him is going to be interesting. We got breaking news if you want it.
Yes.
Raiders going to Vegas 31-1.
Yeah.
So got it by a wide margin. Miami, the only no vote. So we got the Las Vegas Raiders.
Tell these guys what you told me during the break. This is how long it's been brewing.
Mark Davis registered the domain name Las Vegas Raiders in, want to take a guess?
2006. 2010.
1998.
Wow.
Well, you know, they're
think about how many times they've moved back and forth, and they were in flux for decades.
How many other cities were registered?
Exactly. There are corporations and lawyers that you hire to make sure that nobody can take the name that you may want someday. So I'd like to know if they ever thought they were going to be the San Antonio Raiders or something like that. But that's pretty cool.
I think they did probably San Antonio. You're right about that. But remember, they kept going back and forth between L.A. and Oakland and using it against each other. Yeah. So maybe it's not so weird.
A Deadspin piece about the headline, Roger Goodell says to the Oakland City, F you once again. Mm-hmm. I mean, if any sport has shown you they could do whatever they want, whenever they want, and you're going to watch because, damn it, there's nothing else. They own the day. They own a couple of days now on our sports calendars weekly. Yeah, it's the NFL. They can do whatever they want. They could tell you that Joe Mixon is taking off the Miami Dolphins board, and then you can go back and look at the Miami Dolphins and who they've employed over the last 10-11 years.
Interesting update on this breaking news, guys, actually. Miami didn't flip their vote, so they voted against. The Bears were the last holdout that did ultimately flip. Anyone got a theory as to why the Bears would be hesitant?
Because Virginia pressed the wrong button.
Or there's some horse trading involved. I mean, sometimes the teams are gonna just use the leverage to get some concession on some other vote or something else they want.
Interesting. I like Jason's idea.
You see those, what is it, the stair machine where the old lady's going up the stairs on the little lift.
Michael
she
had the
down instead of up.
Right, she pressed the wrong button.
Michael McCaskey came down from the attic and George had to push him back up the stairs. Stay up there, Mike.
Right, he's too busy walking through the south lot with David Hall to get back to the vote. That's what it is.
Wow.
So the Oakland Raiders become the Las Vegas Raiders.
As progressive as Adam Silver has tried to be, at least talking about the gambling.
Yeah, NFL team in Las Vegas.
Goodell this morning still coming on strong, like pretending that they're going to not have some sort of, Goodell was interesting. The owners came across very different than Goodell in terms of this morning. I saw some statements from some owners saying, we all know gambling's a part of things and, we just got to find some way to kind of live with what the reality is. I can gamble on stuff from my phone. One of the owners was saying that. Meanwhile, Goodell has like a puffy chested, we're going to keep the game clean approach.
You can do both.
They already are.
They are. But if the ultimate upshot of this is forced transparency, if it's a forced marriage, if it's finally an understanding that this is happening, it can happen, it's okay, get out in front, open, transparent, and regulated, and then everybody eats.
Well, what they're afraid of is having a situation where their players are going to be in casinos and around people who are around gambling. Because, you want to stay as far away from the people that can manipulate a player who's caught out there. I mean, we see it happen every lockout or every strike where the predatory loan guys are the first one to get their hooks in these players. I know guys who are still paying 26% interest loans, and the lockout was how long ago in the NBA?
You're Alshon Jeffrey and you sell some of your equity in your career.
But those guys exist in places other than Vegas.
Thank you. That is the geographical fallacy that people still think it's Guys and Dolls and Sin City where anybody
of those guys located that
day? Everywhere.
The casinos are there. Rosemont has more of those guys than Las Vegas?
No, I'm just saying it's not about casinos.
It's about money.
Right.
I'm talking about the people that are around. I understand what it's about. I'm talking about the people who are around.
They all have muscle everywhere, probably. Right. But Vegas is, I mean, it's just like the fact that it's so above the board and it's so,
just tell you why the NBA would never go there.
But they might have restrictions
even
on
though
Raiders action.
Silver wants gambling.
It's different, though. It's different. Having a team based there is different than saying that you want sports gambling because everybody's making money off of fantasy sports.
And it's the Raiders. It's the notoriously, the pirate logo. And we choose rebels.
Cares.
We choose rebels. Like the whole idea of
all
it.
All the bad boys.
It's going to make some really bad gambling dudes drawn to that thing.
Just such a small percentage of the money bet on sports right now is legal, even in Vegas. It's easier to settle up with a guy. It's easier to have money direct deposited into your online account. So if you have people that make $1 million offshore wagers in Chicago, in New York, in L.A., in Philly, in Boston, in anywhere where you have millionaires, people are able to
execute
those bets.
I was going
to
say, don't forget Dubai and Abu Dhabi and everywhere else.
Yeah, but I'm in Dubai, it's kind of hard for me to come out to Henderson Arena where you live and – and get my hooks in you there. I mean, you're talking about the proximity as well. Like, to say that the proximity has nothing to do with why they're scared is, I think, is short-sighted, to say the least.
But I think that's an image thing. I don't think it's a reality thing, though. I don't think that you're more likely to fix a game if you play for a football team in Vegas than you do in New York.
Okay.
I personally don't.
I tend to fall on that side of the argument that you don't even know where the other person who's texting you happens to be standing at that moment, whether they're 2 feet away from you in a casino or half a world away.
And the regulations that they have in Vegas, they're really good at it. Like, if I would have walked into Caesar's Palace and tried to place a $50,000 wager, they maybe would have taken it, but they would have been like, who the hell are you? Well, Why don't you have a gambling account with us?
We're not always talking about wages that are counted, though, too. Like, you just mentioned that everybody's got a guy, everybody's got a bookie.
Right.
So if that's in play as well, it's not about what's going to be shown on the books or a ticket that I'm going
to
get.
What a crazy place just to feel that vibe. Yeah. Like, and I go through the same exact arc every time. Man, I'm going to go to Vegas. Yeah. Woo! And I go there. Woo! This is awesome. And
the day
this
before
is
you
want to
leave, you're like, so, I should have left today.
I should have
left.
Why? I didn't like that. Right. I don't feel good about myself. Right. I'm done. Thank God I'm home. Right. And it's 3 days every single time.
That's why I've been once and don't need to go back.
Oh, I want to go back.
No, yeah, I this is the first year that I missed our, you know, our annual first weekend of the tournament trip, and I look forward to it. You know, it's cool to get away, break loose, and feel like you're breaking loose, and then understand why you don't want to break loose as often as other people. You know, like yeah. It's one of those things where yeah, Vegas gives you everything you need and probably a little bit more than you need.
Yeah, my friend said like he just wanted to go home just to feel some vague sense of community and to buy a slice of pizza for less than $12.
Yeah, to walk on a carpet that probably hadn't had blood spilled on it before.
Like, this carpet is squishy. To see somebody who wouldn't have sex with you for money.
Well, it depends
on where you live. Like, yeah, exactly. We are back at the score.
Yeah, the eye in the sky, too. Like, every time you look up and you see one of those little black dots, and you're like, somebody's watching me still. Like, yep. I'm now in the bathroom at my hotel, and there's one of these up here as well. So you guys had a good time, though, right?
Yeah, it was great.
Good, man.
Yeah? It was great. I mean, we didn't rob the Bellagio while wearing pig masks. We didn't have a hostage situation outside the Cosmopolitan, so our stories were tame.
Yeah.
We just
that's still pretty
in.
Freaky though.
I saw that and wasn't there. Worried about you guys at all. Is that bad?
That what?
I saw that story. I'm like, oh yeah, those guys are out there. They're probably okay though.
Yeah, no,
I didn't text anybody.
Hey, odds are. Right?
Exactly.
In your favor.
If at that point, if you catch one of those, it's probably your time to go anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, you definitely. Probably shouldn't be running to the madness as it is.
As long as there was no concern of either one or anybody in the traveling party actually being the shooter.
I've seen looks from Coomer before that worry me. No man can be that happy about everything.
See, that's not who I suspect Hughes. Like, there's some kind of dark,
just really methodical, really careful, super methodical.
I'm cleaning my gun
again,
beautifully again. No, nothing.
30-06
7.62 millimeter full metal jacket.
We should end it now because before the transition. Is over, we're gonna have him killing JFK. So
how do you know he didn't? How do you know?
I don't
actually, according to Spiegel's Wikipedia page, he did.
you have unleashed people.
Yeah, you're a bad guy.
Yeah, I'll own it. What do you guys have on the show?
That's the best way to go about
it. We've got Joe Cowley. Joe Cowley's gonna help us figure out this annoying conundrum that the Chicago Bulls have become at two. We also, most importantly, we're going to qualify somebody to win season tickets to see the world champions at every regular season home games. At some point between now and 6, upon the cue to call, somebody is going to qualify to win a pair of Cubs season tickets.
Very cool. When you talk to Cowley, I've heard him reference now that Fred Hoiberg not playing Cameron Payne is a way of standing up to management a little bit.
Ooh, that'll do it.
But, you know, you got to win back your players at some point if you're going to be here, right? Showing that you actually have eyes and you can tell when somebody sucks and doesn't deserve to play.
Yeah, I think Freddie's ready to get his $10 million and get the hell up out of here.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good gig to me.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Why wait? If you're gonna badger me and I know I'm not going to get another NBA job and I can go get any college job that I want because I'm still Fred Hoiberg, stop it. I mean, this is easy finance. you know, this is finance 101. You can figure it out yourself. If you're put in a bad position by your employer and you have some of the leverage, you know, figure it out.
Be rich and happy or rich and unhappy. You know, right? Is that a call?
I remember thinking about like, wow, pro money, so much more than college. Well, you know, I guess that's because, you know, they make a lot more and stuff. But no, sometimes you got to pay people to decide to deal with the crap that you're deciding to deal with.
Yes. Yes, even in great situations.
Right.
Like Tom Izzo was like, I really do love East Lansing.
Right.
But Cleveland's kind of cool, and you got LeBron. And then he's like, no.
Yeah, like you think even Billy Donovan sitting there watching a Florida game going, man.
No. Yeah. Not with Billy, though.
No?
Billy.
Even though he's lost
Billy
Kevin?
Billy was done with college and done with dealing with. Like, you get burned out either way. Some guys get burned out from dealing with pros. Some guys get done with having to beg somebody's 17-year-old to come hang out with you for 6 months.
Billy Donovan at some point will end up back in college. I this is not the right phase for him, but he started so young and has done with the kind of like a Larry Brown kind of thing where I think eventually.
How about running from sanctions?
No, like NBA sanctions?
No, Larry, I'm not saying.
Well, yeah, that's why Larry is always one foot out the door because I think eventually times will change enough for Billy that he'll go back to his happy place.
DePaul.
Yeah.
Shout out to DePaul.
They got
though.
Their own coach back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was.
Don't do this because you and I sat here too many times and you're like, hey, yeah, I watched that DePaul game. I'm like, why are you doing that? For what? What three listeners
I was trying to find the next Sammy Mejia.
No, you weren't. Like, I don't know if Lawrence texted you during the segment. You're like, hey, I was watching DePaul. You're like, I was too. And you give like a shout out to Lawrence, but nobody else was watching DePaul.
Yeah, those days are done. We don't give each other guilt for what we didn't watch.
Damn right, we don't.
All right, I'm taking
123. So.
Yeah, I know. I'm taking nominations for the team I should be rooting against.
All right,
I got to figure that out by the end of the day.
Enjoy the show, guys. They're Burnsy and Goff on the score.
See the Cubs defend their world championship title live at Wrigley for every single home game this season for free.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
It's our Cubs season tickets giveaway. Listen to the score all day now through April 8th to find out when you can qualify. When Pat Hughes says
the Cubs are going to the World Series,
see the sixth call to the contest line at 312-591-6700 and you'll qualify to win a pair of Cubs regular season tickets.
The Cubs have done it.
From Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Maybe now Penn State can truly move on from the Jerry Sandusky tragedy. On Friday, a Pennsylvania court convicted former school president Graham Spanier of one count of child endangerment. Spanier was arrogant enough, in spite of overwhelming evidence against him, former athletic director Tim Curley, and university vice president Gary Schultz, to not take a plea bargain. Spanier didn't testify in his own behalf, and even though that isn't supposed to weigh against a defendant legally, it sure weighs against most people. If you're not guilty, you want to get on the stand and scream your innocence. One can only hope Spanier, Curley, and Schultz all do jail time. There's no question they failed to follow up on evidence of Sandusky's heinous acts. No one guilty of child endangerment should avoid time in jail. I'm John Feinstein.
Since 1989, Shoeless Joe's Ale House and Grill has been one of Chicagoland's top-rated sports bars. With over 50 high-def big screens, it's your spot for college hoops through the championship on April 3rd. Shoeless Joe's is a full kitchen, ranging from salads and wraps to burgers and ribs and everything in between. Enjoy cold Sam Adams Boston Lager, Sam Seasonal, and Rebel Juice Drafts. Shoeless Joe's is serving 350 pints of all Sam Adams products during college hoops games. Watch college hoops at Shoeless Joe's in Addison at 1480 West Lake Street.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm here with Max Reed, business leader faculty member at Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. So Max, building success can take a long time. How do you stay motivated and avoid celebrating too early?
A big danger in sports and in business is celebrating before the game is over. Winning the first half does not mean winning the game. Making your first quarter revenue goals does not mean you'll end the year in the black. Being ahead can give you momentum to build on, but if a leader does not harness that effectively, there's still time for things to fall apart, and often they do. Letting your team rest before the final whistle is blown, and your hard work can come undone. Winning organizations succeed because they've defined their game plan, they're constantly measuring their success, and they adjust and tweak when necessary, but they never lose sight of the ultimate goal, and they play until the whistle is blown.
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at lakeforestmba.edu.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Welcome to Hyundai, where better drives us.
Can you make my garage better?
What's the problem?
Teenagers.
Garage band, huh?
What?
I see.
Heavy metal is their specialty.
Well, you could replace all those instruments with a brand new Hyundai at our spring cleaning sales event.
You mean take back my garage and make room for a new car?
Or an SUV. We have three to choose from, the Tucson, Santa Fe, and the Santa Fe Sport, all with available all-wheel drive.
That sounds way better than heavy metal.
And every Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year or 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's a long time.
Long enough for my hearing to return?
Fingers crossed. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. This is the reason to buy now. Hurry to our spring cleaning sales event and get an amazing deal on a new Hyundai, like up to $4,250 in total savings on the technology-packed Santa Fe Sport. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, give me a call. Market knowledge, in-house underwriting, low rates, and low closing costs are what makes me one of the country's top producing loan officers. My team of experienced loan officers is committed to helping you with your next real estate transaction. If you complete an online application with the company in love with the Rockets or the guy with the big red blowhorn, someone in a hotbox call center is going to return your call. When you complete an online application at PERLDavid.com, either me or one of my experienced professional loan officers will call you back and answer all of your questions. If you want to work with a loan officer who appreciates and values your business, give me a call now at 312-751-1333 or visit PERLDavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit PERLDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, RMLA, NMLS 1.
And Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Listen to all 162 games here.
It's got a chance! Grand slam!
Including the season opener against the St. Louis Cardinals, the home opener against the Dodgers. We'll bring you the ring ceremony and, of course, every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
Cubs history can happen at any moment, and this is the one place you need to be to experience all of it. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by WOW, Internet, Cable, and Phone.
Matta, Batta, Cola.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Vaticola. The Wolves are currently in a battle for first place. They host the defending champions Cleveland Saturday at 7. The first 5,000 receive trading cards courtesy of Vienna Beef. In hockey, the Blackhawks play in Tampa. Scott Darling starts in net. Puck drops at 6:30. AHL, the Wolves are off until Friday when they play at Iowa. In the NBA,
The Bulls are off until Thursday when they host Cleveland. NFL news, Bears quarterback DeAndre Hall was arrested in Iowa over the weekend. He faces charges of public intoxication, interference, and disorderly conduct. Also, NFL owners will vote this afternoon on allowing the Oakland Raiders to move to Las Vegas. Spring training, the Cubs play Cleveland. John Lester starts, first pitch at 8:10. Derek Holland goes for the White Sox against the Dodgers, first pitch at 3:05. Off the field, Carlos Rodon is getting a second opinion on his biceps injury, and outfielder Charlie Tilson could be out until May. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Gerald Hyundai.
Don't miss the Gerald.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
On at 5:30, and importantly, you don't want to miss a minute, because at any point when you hear the cue to call and you are caller 6 to the Scores contest line, you're going to hear Pat Hughes say the Cubs are going to the World Series. So when you hear that drop, not now, and you call the contest line and you're caller 6, you are going to qualify to potentially win those two season tickets. So you got to be here if you want that. 312-644-6767. That's our number at WSCR. The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. You can listen to us live there because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1, the numeral Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. There's Bernstein and GoffShow.com. We are video streaming thanks to our friends at American Needle. You can see all of the festivities at watch670thescore.com or on Facebook Live on the Score's Facebook page. The director of that is Brian Gertsch.
So, Jimmy, the obvious question is, what happened tonight?
We lost. Good question, Chuck.
Okay.
Well, you know. It was a good question, I guess.
What happened? We lost. Gotcha.
Simple as that.
That's right. As Jason Goff says, let's keep it moving.
Yep.
The producer's Nick Shepkowski.
So Jim Leland, who is a lock, as John said, for the Hall of Fame, already was before winning the World Baseball Classic, a three-time Manager of the Year award winner.
Who are you going to ask?
Huh? Well, yeah. I don't want to ask it with two outs. I'll maybe ask Jim to stick around for another half inning.
Whatever you need.
Really?
No, I'm just going to get a bratwurst.
Wow, all right.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. That's, appreciate that. Good looking out. Thanks, big fella. He's going to get a smoke is what he's going to do. He's not going to get a bratwurst.
He doesn't smoke every time he's not on camera.
Sometimes on camera. He doesn't wait.
Yeah, you're
he's
right.
He's never really cared, has he?
Is there an issue with smoking in the dugout or in the tunnel?
I don't think they like it, but I don't think he has an F to
give. You can't smoke anywhere else in the stadium, but if you're Jim Leland in the dugout, knock yourself out.
Sometimes like halfway in the tunnel. You'll see him. You'll see a little tendril of smoke coming out of there.
I'd like to know like how many players actually got hit for that dip fine. And I said dip, by the way. Right? Last year was the first year where...
I don't think they enforced it.
$250 if you were...
I didn't hear about it. Did you? Did you hear anybody?
Not one, right?
That's cited?
They asked some of the Cubs, too, where Miguel Montero and Jake Arrieta, who I think both dip, and they're like, yeah, we're not really going to stop doing that. So if you ding us for $250, $200, knock yourself out.
The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Michael Cernovich, a Southern California lawyer. Cernovich streams commentary daily and publishes on social media. He reached Twitter users 83 million times last month.
83.
I saw that on Twitter, and I was ready for it. I didn't know quite in what form we were going to get it, but get it indeed we did.
Good for him. I'm more amazed by the 83 million users that he visited. I mean, well, that his site touched. That's a lot of traffic.
Neo-Nazism sells.
I mean,
it works.
Is that the slogan?
Apparently, I guess that is.
I'm no
business genius, but my takeaway from that is that he's got a message that's resonating with people.
83 million?
Yep.
I mean, I want to know how many unique visitors that is.
Somebody
just coming back and like see if the message changed.
Well, it's more than like six dudes, right?
Like, we still hate those people. All right, cool. Let's do our thing.
That's awesome. 83 million.
Yeah.
He's got a message that resonates with people and
should we start?
And they like him. Start doing full-blown white supremacy?
Me and you.
Hey, it's a racket. You know, we could probably do well.
Dude, I think they're looking for someone in my lane.
Mine too. We'd have a pretty good brand. It's a thought.
You know, we start talking more hockey?
There you
right?
go.
Bring it
this
circle.
Is not the time
okay.
to do hockey
or white supremacy.
You know, anytime I feel like Teddy doesn't feel like any time is the time to do hockey outside of the playoffs, which I'm cool with.
Now I am still between now and 6 o'clock. Not only are we going to qualify,
You have to help Dan with his hate.
Think
about that on a Monday afternoon. You have to help Dan with his hate.
I don't necessarily like the word hate.
Well, that's all you're asking for. You said it in a transition. You said, can you help me with
a
team to hate?
I did.
Because you wrote a column.
My first thought today is I look at the final four. I'm like, okay, they're kind of cool. All right, they're fine. All right, they got the big Polish guy. He's fun. And Carolina's okay because I kind of like Roy Williams now. He aged out of disdainability. Something happened where it's just now that he's just sort of like, you know. So
no one's holding the Kansas thing against him anymore. When he wasn't he in the staircase and he was interviewed by Bonnie Bernstein or somebody walked up to him and asked him if he was going to take the North Carolina job. And he's like, we don't want to talk about that right now, but you know I am, so stop asking me this question.
Speaking of the Kansas thing, they're lucky that these teams actually in the Final Four are taking away from some questions that people are asking about.
Big game Bill.
That's the most, and all of a sudden your best player is an
idiot.
Isn't playing well and then he's out of the game.
Is an idiot.
You're missing your free throws.
Oh, yeah. The entire recipe for disaster. Foul trouble early. Devontae Graham apparently went to Vegas along with the Spiegel and Parkin show. Did you see some of the things that Devontae Graham was out there doing? And I am not saying that at all. I'm not saying that he was on the take because a lot of people were tweeting me that. But I have not seen a young man. It was as if the Monstars came down in Space Jam 2 and they didn't go after Blake Griffin or they didn't go after LeBron James. They went after Devontae Graham. One of the more steady players in college basketball the entire season. And I don't want to hear this moment was too big for some guys crap. This is a guy who plays at Kansas. They have won Big 12 tournaments, Big 12 titles. He's been right next to Frank Mason, the player of the year, and he was awful. Josh Jackson, a lot of people believe in that a lot more than I do. I think he's going to be a good player. He didn't show up even after he got put back into the game. So there were some things there, as you mentioned. You know, South Carolina and Gonzaga and Oregon and North Carolina are taking a lot of shine away from what should be the focal point of this next couple of days, which is what the hell happened to you with your top five pick and your player of the year and your sixth man that is just electric and Legero Vic and your big man who is fundamentally sound. What happened there? I've been calling him Big Game Bill for a reason because he's the Bob Stoops of basketball. Give them all the talent you want. You're going to win some. You're going to maybe stumble into a championship here or there, which is cool because it's hard to win one. But, man, that was atrocious.
He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Joe Colley is going to join us, too. We added a guest. We added Stephen Bardo, who is going to talk about the Final Four with us at 4 o'clock today. So there's always going to be something for you here on Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Tonight, the world champion Chicago Cubs are back on the Score for more spring training action. This time, it's the Cubs and Indians starting at 7:30. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer have the call.
And the pitch to Anthony drilled in the air. Deep right field. Get out the tape measure. Long gone.
Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. People used to play together, now they play alone, and that's just kind of sad. Level 257 in Schaumburg is an arcade dining experience that brings people together again with the power of play, the sharing of feasts, and the 8 bits of awesome that is Pac-Man. Inspired by 80s-era arcades and the ghost-eating icon, everything at Level 257 is shared. From shareable plates to social gaming, it's the ultimate shared experience and a reminder of how much fun it is to play together again. Level 257 is serving cold Sam Adams Boston Lager, fresh as hell, and Rebel Juiced IPA drafts.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well.
And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Memories are made in March. I'm Jerry Recco as we take a look back, brought to you by Sonos. We just passed the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 rounds of the NCAA tournament. Last year at this time, we were celebrating the improbable run by the 10th-seeded Syracuse Orange. Jim Boeheim's team had little expectations from the experts when the tournament got underway, but wins over Dayton, Middle Tennessee State, Gonzaga, and a stunning upset of number one seed Virginia put the Orange into the Final Four. What a run it was. And when listening to the games, do as I do and connect with Sonos, the home sound system. Sonos brings all your music in one app. One simple app brings together the most popular music streaming services, any sports radio stations, audiobooks, podcasts, even your collection of downloads, so you can enjoy all the sounds you love anywhere in your home. This past weekend, I was listening to Oregon and Kansas while getting all my tax stuff together in my office. Never miss a play because Sonos lets you listen in any room or every room at once, in the living room, bedroom, even bathroom. Add your existing music services or simply listen to your favorite sports radio station. For more information, visit Sonos.com.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. CTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky 3 and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Did you see the video of the Kentucky fans all watching in a bar?
Yes, okay. I retweeted it.
Okay, it is in your, it's in your, so people can go to at Jason1Goff if they want to see it. It's like a 30-second video that is...
sports.
Yes! It was like essential distillation of sports agony and ecstasy to agony... And there's something that happened in there that I would need to ask either a psychologist or a physiologist. Maybe somebody knows the answer to this. Because there was a University of Michigan football fan that was made famous with his hands clasped behind his head and elbows out. And it was referred to on social media as the cobra. Surrender Cobra, mm-hmm. right? It took on a lot of life as this sports fan, oh my God, we just lost.
He got hit with it twice.
And
there's two different football games that they caught the same guy.
The same guy with the glasses? Yep. Yeah, yeah, yep. The big skinny guy with the glasses. Mm-hmm. And
Michigan game.
Surrender Cobra. Look how many people did it in that video. What I want to know, is there actually something? Why do sports fans do that?
Because, oh my God, immediately you put your hands on your face. Like, when you go, oh my God, or wow, I can't believe it, like, immediately, you don't put you don't fold your arms across your chest, or you don't put your hands on your hip, like, oh my God.
I'm just wondering, is there some kind of autonomic, is there something about that that's not, I mean, clearly you're not thinking, I'm now going to put my, but I'm just wondering why that is the sports fans' go-to, holy crap, we just lost pose.
I go to my, like,
and it's, as a kid, though. It spans demographics, too. Yeah. It spans ages and skin color. And everybody does it.
Because it's a human reaction.
But why?
I don't know.
Why is that the reaction?
As a kid, I know that if I saw something and you were trying to be cool as a kid in high school or junior high, you know, you put your hand over your mouth like, oh, right? Like, I can't believe that. So, you know, I don't know. You go up top when you're thinking certain things. Maybe there are certain things firing off in your brain that you need to touch your face or touch your head, or I don't know.
I mean there's certain things
the world's.
Look, we know the fencing response, concussion arms, right?
Yeah, concussion arms. But that's definitely in full effect.
That is something where your brain. That's just
locking up.
It's right. Mm-hmm. It's what you see concussion arms,
and you do the sound,
and you make that noise and that mechanic, right? But it's just the ubiquitousness, and you see it in every sport, whether it's something in the Premiership or like a rugby game in New Zealand. You see people doing it. It's incredible.
But that's the thing. It's not even with sports. It's in life. The oh my God reaction is usually you putting your hands on your face or you putting your hands on your head or I think the first response for him was him putting his hands on his face and then them calling that the Surrender Cobra. And then he did it again. And I believe Game Day had him on and did like a little funny piece with him. But yeah, that Kentucky game.
Wow.
You know, there are a lot of things that have happened in this tournament that have not been remarkable. And I try to make sure that I'm as balanced as possible when talking about this, because you get the people who just want to feel great about everything for no reason. And that, you know, I feel like the distillation of the basketball is necessary so that you know when you're seeing something special, when you're seeing something great. The first half of that game was not great. And I'm very, very happy that Charles Barkley, while Clark and Kenny talked about the game, Charles just threw it out there. It was like both these teams are pressing, mm-hmm. and everybody's worried about being North Carolina and Kentucky and instead of just playing ball. And then the second half starts, and you still see them doing some things where they're a little jittery, and the Final Four is on the line. I don't care how much of a senior you are, or how much of a junior you are. You know, you got a lot riding on this. And those boys, the final 8-9 minutes of that game, played their asses off. And to hear De'Aaron Fox talk about that game afterwards, and I haven't heard De'Aaron Fox interview this entire season.
I was surprised. I mean, the level of emotion there was really intense.
He's a vibrant dude. He's a. I like to think that the best basketball players in the world are vibrant guys,
thoughtful
guys that you can see thinking things through, whether it be in the game or just there's a certain glow about them. I'm not saying De'Aaron Fox is that guy, but after that game, when Bam Adebayo is sitting next to him with his shirt off and he's sobbing, before De'Aaron Fox starts to cry, he's breaking down exactly what happened. And I'm thinking to myself, like, this is going to be, I don't know if he's going to be somebody's Hall of Famer. I don't know if he's going to be a perennial all-star. But that's hopefully if he stays out of trouble with money and women and all the other things that come along with fame. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the face of somebody's franchise for as long as they want him to be, because that dude sat there and in a moment where any 18-year-old can break down and cry or say to hell with the media, I don't want to talk to them right now. That dude understood the responsibility. It's a problem that I had with Cam Newton, where you're not the first person to lose, player. Like, you're not the first person to lose. You're not the first person to feel this way. And I had some troubles with him during the Super Bowl when he did what he did. But I can understand in a way because he was on the other side of the Denver Broncos and he was hearing them celebrate. But he did it after that as well. And De'Aaron Fox sat there like a dude and answered questions and broke the game down to a T. I thought that was his best performance this entire tournament. And he's going to be, you know, the Magic's point guard or... Well, a Magic
you
point
can't,
guard.
You can't unseat Elfrid Payton that casually and quickly.
He's going to be somebody's point guard, but that dude showed and proved at the end of that game. And I truly appreciated that. The shot making, I mean, what Malik Monk did with two people draped over him. And
the after being an afterthought much of the game, and you watch some of the way their offense was being run, they do that. There's that staggered double every single time that action is in there. But if it's like if he doesn't come off, if he doesn't come off that particular action open and getting the ball, he gets lost in the next wave of their continuity.
Mentioned it all year where they forget that Malik Monk is the shot maker that he is far too often for my liking. That dude scored 37 and 43 this year. That dude put up 35.
47, didn't he?
47, yeah.
47 was it 30, against, 37 against and
47, yeah.
Yeah, 47 yeah. against Carolina. Yeah.
That dude's put up games, and he's going to be perfect in the NBA for a team like the Sixers or somebody like that where he doesn't have to be the guy and he can just be a shot maker.
For all the attention Buddy Hield got last year, yeah. Malik Monk's better.
Yeah, without question. Without question.
But so, they never forgot about Buddy Hield.
There was, well, because he was the only guy on the team. You know, you got some other guys that are, you know, those dudes on that team, especially the guy handling the ball. But this tournament hasn't been remarkable. There's been some terrific finishes and that Kansas-Oregon thing. We could talk about it. But those moments, that last 8 minutes of that Kentucky-North Carolina game, because I asked all weekend, like, is this what you guys want me to like? And there were moments where I was asking it where I shouldn't have liked it. And I was actually asking, but... That right there, that last 8-9 minutes, and then what happened after that game, that I think that is representative, outside of all the snarky, nasty, underbelly, seedy underbelly of college basketball and college athletics, that right there was something that if you are a college basketball fan, that you could take home and say, all right, these are the 8 to 9 minutes that I want in every college basketball game, and this is how I want a young man to handle himself afterwards.
That was great, and the fact that you had performances by unlikely guys like Isaac Humphries and May continuing to do what he's doing, that even though the stars all mattered, that you had guys that like, here it goes again. This is sort of like, what was it, Spike Albrecht in the Michigan, where we were sometimes on these stages, you know, and I will give credit to a coach for saying, all right, I'm just going to let it roll, and you can stay in there as long as you're not doing bad things.
They left their best shooter. And that's what that's why I appreciate De'Aaron Fox. Because he said we left their best shooter because of helping and it's all about worrying about somebody else not doing their gig. That's all it is. And two guys, including Isaiah Briscoe, who should have knew the time and the situation, he's not going to kick it out to the top of the key.
And unfortunately, as we watch all of these NBA prospects out there, we keep thinking that the Bulls are going to mess around and end up making the playoffs and take themselves out of consideration for most of the talent. Also, I did get an answer here from a professional of some sorts on why the surrender cobra is what it is and why human beings do that. So make sure that I definitely get to that. But Joe Colley will join us straight away on The Score.
Coming up tonight at 6 on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Charles Tillman joins me for the entire 6 o'clock hour. And if you've ever heard Charles with me, you know it's going to be fun. See you at 6.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And right now, just for listening, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/...
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep. alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Play. The month of markdowns is happening now at Woodfield Nissan. They're marking down every vehicle in stock at low prices, low payments, and a huge selection of over 700 vehicles to choose from. Get a new 2017 Sentra marked down for just $99 a month with $29.99 down, or a new 2017 Rogue marked down for just $149 a month with $34.99 down. Don't miss your shot to save thousands. Get slam dunk savings like $4,000 to $14,000 off MSRP on new Nissans, plus get 0% financing for 72 months on 6 models. This all-star lineup includes Altima, Sentra, Rogue, Murano, Leaf, and Maxima. Plus, get no payments for 90 days. It's the month of markdowns at Woodfield Nissan at the corner of Higgins and Golf, or head to WoodfieldNissan.com today. Amount off MSRP may not reflect actual selling price. Savings on a 2016 Nissan Titan XD, 0% for 72 months, equals $1,389 per 1,000 finance to well-qualified buyers. Payment plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. All incentives and rebates apply. Offers with 2 available on select models.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.